The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
What a slow-ass news week, eh?
Nothing happened.
Nothing. Oh,
yeesh. Well, could you imagine living in D.C. and New York right now?
Or Boston or any
major
East Coast
city.
Big city. Yeah. Or anywhere there's an Iranian sleeper cell or possibility of a false flag. Yeah, it's a...
Our God's chosen people. Our greatest ally.
Greatest.
Fucks us again.
Yeah. You know who never messes us over?
Who?
Jamaica.
Nah, they got pretty good green, too.
See? Our greatest ally.
Yeah, no shit. Why can't we just get fucked up, man?
Jamaica me crazy. Here we go.
Why can't just get fucking high and relax and sing Kumbaya?
Yeah. I don't know. It's all messed up, and we will talk about it on this week's show. We'll talk World War III, no kings, the Trump-Israel madness. It's all madness. Our top 10 list this week, though. Boy, we picked this before all the news hit. Top 10 foods to stock up on for the apocalypse.
Whoop.
That was well-timed. So we'll get into that. You better take notes. So... All right, Vince, you want to start with some TV news this week?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Star Melissa Rauch says that the Night Court series is dead after NBC shopped it around other places and no buyers came out. So the revival is done. So there you go.
It's kind of a bummer.
It is. John Larroquette, I like seeing him do things. So.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't bad what I watched of it.
Yeah. But, you know, we got to have inclusion, and I don't even know what NBC has on their thing anymore, so.
Not Friends.
Nope. Used to be 15 hours of Dateline, but I don't know. Hey, we have a Doctor Who update, Vince.
Mm.
Russell T. Davies, the showrunner and Kathleen Kennedy of the Doctor Who franchise, says he remains in the dark over the show's future. In a production diary for the latest issue of Doctor Who magazine, he says that the show will never end, but he was less certain about its immediate future following this last season, saying, "We don't know what's happening yet, and while everyone works that out, I'll take a pause on this page. Hopefully we'll have news soon," he wrote. You damn near killed it, feller.
Yeah. Quit fucking with it.
Johnny Lee Miller.
Yeah, no shit.
That's how you do it.
Holy fuck.
Big news here. An actor who worked on Tyler Perry's show The Oval has filed a lawsuit alleging Perry leveraged his industry power to repeatedly sexually assault and harass him to keep him quiet. A lawsuit was filed in L.A. Superior Court by actor Derek Dixon, who appeared on 85 episodes of the show. Seeks at least $260 million in damages, saying Mr. Perry took his success and power and used his considerable influence in the industry to create a coercive, sexually exploitive dynamic with Mr. Dixon, initially promising him career advancement and creative opportunities such as producing his pilot and casting him in his show, only to subject him to escalating sexual harassment, assault, and battery, and professional retaliation. Let's see. Perry's attorney says that everything's false. We'll see you in court. Tyler will not be shaken down. We are confident these fabricated claims of harassment will fail. So.
Uh-huh.
What a time to be alive.
Madea grabbing him by the balls, huh?
Yeah, right?
He's on the down low. Who knew?
Well, I would not have figured that one. Be honest with you, I probably should have by the cross-dressing success, but
yeah, that's
yeah, I guess you overlooked some stuff, right?
The writing was on the wall. We didn't. We weren't paying attention.
Right. It looks like Netflix is going to remake yet another classic TV series. Remember they did Lost in Space? Remember that one?
Yeah.
With Joey from Friends? Well, now they've closed a deal with Legendary Television for a Land of the Lost reboot based off the Sid and Marty Krofft 1974 show.
Why?
Didn't Will Ferrell do a movie, Land of the Lost?
Yes.
And it was shits.
Yeah. They said it was funny. I mean, it's like stoner funny. If you got high and watched it, it was hilarious. But if you like watched it as like a fan of the original series,
then it was bad.
Yeah. It was awful.
Well, so look for this. So there you go. Last thing for TV news this week. This came as a shock. Anne Burrell, Food Network star, celebrity chef, best known for hosting like Worst Cooks in America and other shows, passed away Tuesday at her home in New York. Authorities are reportedly investigating this as a possible overdose. According to New York Times, she was discovered on the floor of her bathroom, unresponsive and surrounded by about 100 assorted pills.
Nice.
Officials said her cause of death remains pending further toxicology and testing. So, left behind like a husband and two kids. And
wow.
Yeah.
Serious piece of shit then.
But yeah, that's crazy. All right, let's get to some movie news this week. Vince, we're getting another Harold and Kumar.
Why?
I don't know. The team behind Cobra Kai have closed the deal to write a new installment of Harold and Kumar. John Cho and Cal Penn are expected to return as the characters. No word on Neil Patrick Harris coming back, but there you go. Harold and Kumar Meet Ice. Oh, that writes itself.
Get him the fuck out of here.
It writes itself. Let's see. Next thing here I have. Sorry, we're having technical difficulties again, because it wouldn't be a Shining Networks show without a technical glitch. We have our Clayface, Vince. Yeah. It is not Alan Tudyk. They went a little younger in casting. Tom Rhys Harries has officially been cast as Clayface. The news comes from Deadline, which reports that DC and James Gunn wanted to go with a fresh face for the role. Apparently, this guy beat out like Jack O'Connell and a bunch of other people, including Alan Tudyk.
It was an older guy in the comic.
Yes, but I think this is going to be the. They're basing this off. You remember the Clayface Batman the Animated Series?
Yes.
Episode where it was like his origin.
Yeah.
I think this is what the movie is going to be based on. According to Gunn, the film will be rated R and will be a body horror movie. And he says even if he wasn't running DC, he would want to produce this movie. I'm kind of down to see this, see what comes out of this. So.
Comic book movies are dead.
Yeah. But, you could do a horror movie with this for sure. So we'll see. Speaking of horror movies, Terrifier Trio, Cineverse, Bloody Disgusting, and Iconic Events are releasing and reteaming domestic theatrical releases for reboots of Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Oh, no shit.
And Return to Silent Hill. Silent Night, Deadly Night looks to be in theaters December 12th, as you would for Christmas. Will be written and directed by Mike Nelson, who did Wrong Turn.
He was also in...
Mystery
He's also in MST3K.
Yeah. It will have an unrated wide release. And then Return to Silent Hill will be released on January 23rd. Returning to Silent Hill universe are director, co-writer Christopher Gans and Akira Yamaoka, the original composer for the game. I want Pyramid Head Origin. That's what I want. Gimme.
Yeah, make that happen.
We have some Spider-Man casting. It looks like John Bernthal's Punisher will be in Spider-Man Brand New Day. So, Zendaya is not going to work here no more. She's back, as well as the big guy that played Ned. But we don't know how big of a role they will have.
So, he's pretty big.
He is. And Vince, we have... we've talked about this Highlander reboot with Henry Cavill that's coming from Chad Stahelski.
Not going to work here anymore.
The guy behind the John Wick movies. The director of the John Wick movies is directing Highlander. We now know who will star opposite Henry Cavill. Any guesses?
Clancy Brown.
Close. Russell Crowe. No word on who he is playing, though.
He's probably going to be Ramirez. That's fucking stupid.
Or he could be a completely new character.
You know, if they brought back Ramirez, fucking Antonio Banderas would be great. Or Javier Bardem.
I wonder who's going to play Kurgan.
Clancy Brown.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Could he physically still do it?
No.
Well, CG. But,
no, but it'd be amazing.
It would. I'd get like Half Thor, like the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool. But I don't know. I'm kind of interested on this Highlander reboot, but because I love the originals, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, two's kind of balls.
Well, yeah. And then you had the series.
The series was great.
Yeah. All right. Let's get in some comic book news. And basically, this week it's just an update. We told you last week about the Marvel DC Deadpool Batman book that's going to be written by Zeb Wells and drawn by Greg Capullo. That book will also feature additional backup stories. Okay. We now know what the backup stories are. Captain America Wonder Woman will be written by Chip Zdarsky and art by Terry Dodson, so that ought to be good. Jeff the Land Shark and Crypto will be written by Kelly Thompson. And the big one here, Daredevil Green Arrow, which will be written by Kevin Smith and art by Adam Kubert. Of course,
yeah, Green Arrow.
Kevin Smith has wrote both Daredevil and Green Arrow series before. So, we'll see. I mean, it's going to sell well, obviously. And you're going to have a cover that has Deadpool Batman, or alternate covers that's Daredevil Green Arrow, Jeff and Crypto, or Captain America Wonder Woman. So, we'll see. Oh no, Kevin Smith back to doing comics. That's surprising.
Not really. I mean, that's what he wants to do. I mean,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. It ain't like the movies are doing that well, so.
I refuse to watch the last Clerks.
I know you do. Nothing like seeing a ginger wearing a sweater cry.
I'm sorry, Tony. I can't do it. I can't bring myself to it. In fact, I looked on streaming. I tried to find it. I don't know what streaming service it's on, if it's on any streaming service right now.
Right.
And I thought, you know, I'm going to watch it. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. Can't do it.
Yeah. But, well, no. I watched it. It was sad. So, there you go. All right. Your recommendations for comics that came out this week. Flash Gordon 10, G.I. Joe 8. Bring on the Bad Guys, Doom. This is a Marvel one-shot. Jeff the Land Shark, issue number 1. Weapon X-Men, issue 5. And Zatanna, issue 5. So, there you go. All right. Moving right along here. Let's get into some wrestling news. WWE being petty once again, as they do. WWE requested that Netflix provide trailers for Happy Gilmore 2, but have AEW star MJF edited out of the trailers before they will be allowed to air on WWE programming. Why is this such a big deal? Because MJF is playing Happy Gilmore's son. And that's literally a major part of the story, but hey, we got to edit that out because you can't have a guy from the other show, even in a commercial, shown on our show.
Why does it fucking matter?
Right.
People still watch WWE.
Yeah, it's weird. All right, next thing here. AEW lawsuit, which is going to get thrown out. A production crew member who was working for AEW since 2019 has filed a civil lawsuit against the company, world champion John Moxley. In it, he alleges various degrees of negligence by AEW and Moxley, alongside civil assault and battery against Moxley concerning an incident on Dynamite in 2023. The guy claims he suffered severe neck and shoulder injuries as a result of being shoved to the ground unexpectedly by Moxley during a match with Kenny Omega. He alleges in the lawsuit that the incident resulted in him requiring cervical fusion surgery, shoulder surgery, and treatment for other unspecified injuries. His legal team told Sports Illustrated that he claims AEW upper management was aware of the incident, but says he never discussed it with them. He alleges to have met with Tony Khan and AEW General Counsel Chris Peck about the about potential full-time employment opportunities in the months after the incident, but acknowledged there was never a prior conversation about the injuries he says he sustained. His attorney also noted that he never filed an official incident report that night because he had another job he had to get back to. And you can watch the thing. It's a little shove. I do not see how this required cervical fusion surgery, shoulder, all this stuff. Basically, what it sounds like is he didn't get the full-time job he wanted. He never reported an injury report. He didn't get the job he wanted, so now he's going to sue. Sure. Sure what it sounds like. But boy, all the WWE fans were like, see, Moxley is dangerous and AEW sucks. I'm like, just watch the video. It's a little shove. This guy didn't get his job, and now he wants money.
Ta-da!
Magic.
Uh-huh.
Next thing here, TNA wrestler Elijah, formerly Elias of WWE, sustained a torn tricep this week, underwent successful surgery, so he's out of action. But how about some good news to end wrestling on? We have an update from Jim Ross. He said, quote, I had a meeting with my surgeon. He's very happy, which makes me very happy. I believe they got all the cancer, which is great. I'm very blessed in that regard. I was scared to death for a while, to be honest with you, because it's just that mysterious thing that you don't know. End quote. So it looks like they got all the cancer from JR. That is fantastic news. So,
yeah.
We're going to end wrestling on some good news. So, there was an update this morning. WWE has been reached out. They have not released a statement yet on, because they're supposed to go do a show in Saudi Arabia in a couple weeks. With everything going over there in the Middle East, security-wise, and will the show be postponed or this, they have not released an official statement as of our recording this morning. So, there you go. All right. That's it for wrestling. Vince, anything in the world of video games?
Fallout Shelter. You know that game?
Yeah, I got one of those. Yeah.
Wow, boy. I tell you what. This fucking show just keeps going toward that way, doesn't it? Fallout Shelter has been downloaded over 230 million times in 10 years.
Really?
They're getting ready. Yeah?
Yeah.
Ready for the shit.
Just watch the news.
Marathon has been delayed indefinitely.
Oh, no.
Oh, Bungie. What are you doing?
How many millions was dumped into this, and now it's on indefinite hold?
Well, when you find out you're stealing fucking assets of art from people.
Yeah.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Should have just said it was for Juneteenth. They'd got away with it.
Yeah.
Shit. Roguelike 2D action platformer Autogun Heroes Supercharged blast its way to PC. Might have been a console game.
I'm guessing.
Maybe. Rumor, Adi Shankar.
Yeah, I have this. Yes. This is what
Duke Nukem?
He got the rights. He says
I'm here to kick ass and chew gum.
He says he plans to develop a project, but did not say if it's TV series, movie, animated, game, what. But he has the rights to Duke Nukem.
Yay!
Well, this is the guy that did. He's done like a couple features, but his probably most notable thing was Punisher Dirty Laundry, which is fucking amazing, with Thomas Jane, and the Dark Power Ranger. That's online.
Yeah, the really good one.
Yes. So I'm holding out hope.
Yeah, no, it might. Hopefully it's good. I don't know. I mean, it's Duke Nukem. How do you fuck it up? You just make him a fucking badass that treats women as objects. I mean, they are, aren't they?
Right.
I kid. I love eating pussy. Embracer Group reduced its headcount by almost 2,000 employees last year.
Wow.
Oh.
That's not good.
That's not. Beep, beep, beep. Yeah, it's awful, isn't it?
Yikes.
Yo, no, it's bad. It's real bad. I don't know. There's really not a lot. Last thing I've got, really, China's next big gaming blockbuster, Blood Message. I don't know. Look for it to come over here, because if it's huge over there,
it'll end up over here.
Right, so.
Yeah.
Oh, and then somebody, this isn't the last thing. Somebody had said the voice actor for John Marston came out over the week and was very excited about some shit.
Really?
He probably can't say. You know, he said, Red Dead Redemption Star says he possibly misled some people, but insists exciting news is still on the way. Everyone was like, oh my God, it's going to be another Red Dead. Or, oh my God, they're going to, you know, continue whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... I don't know. Another Red Dead? Red Dead was great.
But with the way Rockstar is now.
Well, now it's Take Two.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm buying that new GTA.
No.
Everybody's hyped about it, and I get it. But from what I've heard already about it, it might be bad.
Well, didn't everything get leaked?
I had heard it's just you play as the woman. But then I heard that it's three people. No. It's you play as a woman now. Before Dan Houser left, he pitched an idea where you play as three people again.
Ah.
And then he pitched another idea, and they didn't like any of it, so they went with their own idea. So
nobody really knows. Yeah.
Literally, at this point, well, nobody really knows, but it's not Rockstar.
Right.
It might say Rockstar on it, but it's not Rockstar. It's fucking Take Two. It might as well be the new Saints Row.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, I mean, and if it's great and I'm wrong, whatever, I'm wrong. But I don't think it's gonna be, man. I think it's gonna suck. I think the magic has gone.
Probably. I mean, it's gonna sell, obviously, in the first little bit, but yeah.
I don't know. I think a lot of people are gonna hold off on it for a minute.
I think a lot of people are burned, or Cyberpunk burned a lot of people with like, oh, I got to get it as soon as it comes out. And a lot of people, I think you're right, are going to be on the wait and see.
Yeah, which is fine. I think everyone should be on the wait and see, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Just let that thing cook for a minute. Listen to people and choose for yourself.
That you trust.
Right.
Yeah.
And if they're like, oh my God, this is awful. This isn't GTA.
Right.
Yeah, no, no.
Yeah,
that's all I got.
The only thing I saw or I had was the Fortnite got rid of Team Rumble. They put in Blitz Royale, which is a shorter game. You go into lobbies of like 30, 32 people. The map's real small. It's a quick-paced game.
I won a game yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
I've won two so far.
On solo. I won a solo. I tried to play with Tony the other day, and he fucked everything up. I'm joking. I love you.
So normal.
I'm blaming you, but...
No, if you have,
which was amazing. I was like, oh my God, I fucking won?
If you have the Battle Bus in Rocket League, you can now use it in normal Fortnite.
Potato.
Yes, potato.
We're riding a short bus.
Somebody said, I haven't been on in a couple days, but somebody said the Street Fighter skins are currently in the game, are in the shop. Guile, Blanka, Ryu, Sakura, and Chun-Li. So if you're looking for those, I would look now before they leave the shop.
Leaving forever? Leaving?
No, just on rotation. And apparently this week the Resident Evil skins are coming back. So,
yay!
Yeah, if you like Chris and Leon and all them, yeah. But that's all I know. So, all right, that's it for video games. We'll go to music news here, and there's really only one thing, and it looks like we got another rapper facing a whole lot of charges here. Rapper Fat Joe faces allegations of sex trafficking, fraud, and coercion in a 157-page lawsuit filed in the Southern District of New York by a former employee who worked for him from 2005 to 2020 as a hype man, lyricist, vocalist, security, and creative collaborator. The complaint accuses Joe and associates of coercive labor and exploitation, financial fraud, sexual manipulation, violent intimidation, and psychological coercion.
Was that all?
Yeah, it's a 157-page lawsuit, so... Yeah, you're being facetious.
I'm being an asshole, I'm sorry.
But, yeah, so another rapper in trouble. Shocking, I know, but...
Shit!
I mean, we're not up to Diddy level yet, but...
Give it time.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Well, what can you do?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll find out when this goes to trial, obviously. So, all right. That's it for music news. I guess it's time for Song of the Week, and we'll plug our friends. And after that, when we come back, it's time for everybody to take notes, and we'll give you our top 10 foods to stock up on for the apocalypse.
I just can't wait till the day when you knock on The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcast, Castbox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
You like your music heavy? Then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in to find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday nights on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And don't it feel good? Hey, we're back.
Yeah, feels good to be happy for a second.
Yeah, right. All right, everybody get your pen and paper. It's time for the top 10 foods we would stock up on for the apocalypse. Mine is in no particular order, Vince. I just put down 10. So
yeah, that's about where I was too.
But start me off with your number 10.
Powdered soups.
Ah.
Powdered anything at this point, as long as you got water.
Because my number 10 is powdered milk. Now, we did not include water. We figured you know you need water. You should already have that. So
you're gonna need water.
Yes. But my number 10 is powdered milk. Yes. So powdered soups, powdered milk. All right. Number 9.
Canned goods.
Hmm.
Whatever.
See, I didn't have canned goods, but yeah, that makes sense. I got coffee because.
Oh, I forgot coffee. Oh, my God. I forgot coffee.
The world runs on Dunkin'. Right. You want some angry people to take away their coffee. It would be good. Number 8.
Powdered milk.
Ah, there you go.
You can cook with it too, so.
Yes, you can. This is where I have, and this is, this one is multi-purpose. My number eight, potatoes.
Yes.
You grow them from what you got. You can do, as Sam Wise told you, you can boil them, mash them, throw them in a pot. I mean, you can do anything. Potatoes. So. All right. Number seven.
Salt.
Yes, higher on my list. Yeah, I do have that one. You need it for everything and food preservation. Yes.
Go buy salt. Lots of fucking salt.
Yes. All kinds of salt. Not just, you know, your Morton's table salt, but all kinds.
Yeah.
Seven is where I have peanut butter.
Oh, that's funny. Six is where I have nut butter.
Yeah.
Some sort of nut butter.
Yes. Right now it's cheap, nutritionally dense. You get your protein and your fats, which is, you're going to need it. And it stores well. It will eventually go out, but hopefully we don't go that far. But all right. Number six is where you had nut butters.
Yeah.
Okay. This is where I got rice. Store it. It's a food stretcher. I mean, it's worked for the Japs for thousands of years.
Right.
You can do so much with it. You can grind it and make flour. So, you know, you can do a lot. All right. Number five.
Rolled oats.
Mm, you got the oats. Yep.
Oats.
This is where I got beans. Dried beans.
Dried beans. Ah, dried beans weren't on my list.
Yeah. Another
lentils,
protein sourced lentils, beans, something like that. Yeah.
Stock, if you're going to stock up on one, stock lentils.
Yeah. They have the most nutrition per ounce, probably.
Yeah.
But.
And grow kale. Lentils and kale is going to save the world, bud.
Yeah. Just nutrition wise, and cause I don't think people understand the amount of protein you're going to need. And beans, peanut butter, other means of protein is going to be desperately needed. So,
yeah.
What are we up to? Number four.
Honey.
Higher on my list. Yeah. Never goes out. Never expires.
Yeah.
You can use it as your sweetener. You can use it to bake. Honey is a good one. So, my number four, I only have one animal on mine, and it's a multi-purpose animal. I have ducks. Because if you need cooking fat, ducks have the most. Duck fat is amazing. You have them for meat, you have them for eggs. They're easy to raise. As long as you got a water source nearby, they can get in. That seems to be, I mean, you could go cows or hogs or something like that, but when it comes to ease of raising, fowl, whether it's chickens or ducks.
Yeah, ducks. Big eggs, too.
Yeah, big eggs, nutritious eggs. So, number three.
Jerusalem artichokes. If you can grow them, grow them.
That's a good pick. Yeah. This is where I have honey. So, yeah. Jerusalem artichokes. That's a smart one. Yeah,
I like start growing them, and they grow like crazy too.
Yeah. Number two,
rice. More greens pick.
Yep.
That little shit.
Smart kid.
She wrote it on there. I wanted to write it, and she did, and put more greens pick on there. That's nice. Yeah. I didn't even put it on there until she did. Right. Rices. Yeah.
And to be honest, if you want a good indicator of how bad things are, go to the store and look at what a 20 or 50 pound bag of rice is going for, and then look back, you know, 6 months, 12 months ago at the price. As the world goes more to shit, the price goes up, obviously. So buy it while you can, store it, get oxygen absorbers, 5 gallon buckets. There you go. So.
Yep.
Two is where I have salt, because again, your body needs it, especially if it's ridiculously hot out like it is today anywhere around the U.S. your body's going to be losing a lot, and you got to have it to function. So, all right, number one, Vince.
If you can make it, do it now. Hardtack.
Ooh.
It stores well, lasts forever. You can eat it. Yeah.
Now, see, I just kind of went basic on my number one. I went flour.
Right.
If you can get the... I had the word and it just left. Wheat berries. If you can buy wheat berries, buy them, store them. Oats, rice, anything you can turn into flour. Because you can do anything with flour. So, but yeah, it's. I mean, I'm trying to figure out how to word this. You want your nutrition and this sustain hunger. Mainly your nutrition, because when the shit goes south, you know, if gas hits ridiculously high, you're going to be walking, you're going to be doing manual labor. You're going to need anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 calories a day to sustain you, not up or down, but to sustain you. So... But all right, there's our top 10. Hopefully you got some ideas out of this. Vince, we have some listener picks.
Oh my.
Kathy came out with mac and cheese, spaghetti, tacos, ice cream, and bread. That just sounds like my shopping list, to be honest with you. But pasta's another smart one, though.
Yeah, pasta, yeah, yeah.
Dry pasta, stores forever. That's another good one. Christopher came in, good old Chris, with those pizzas that Vince likes.
Fucking A.
And he also has a thing here of pemmican.
Yep.
Which is a jerky style food item, for those that don't know. Hardtack, like Vince said. Lard. But you have to be careful how you store lard. I will caveat that. That's why I had duck, so you could get the oil from that. Dry beans, rice, flour, honey, sugar, yeast, and salt. Yeast is another smart thing to get. Buy when you go to the store, spend an extra buck, buy a pack of yeast. That's a quick way to stock up on them. So, but yeah, that's our top 10 list. And thank you guys for your listener picks. And have what this is kind of a side note with this, have a way or multiple ways to cook without electricity. Whether it's a little portable grill and then buy a few extra bags of charcoal, or what's the butane or the propane stoves.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Something like that. Or, you know, you can cook over a campfire if you have, you know, pots and pans type of thing. But you're going to need the ways to prepare your food. So... all right. Thank you, everybody. And Vince, I think it's that time.
Great.
fuck.
Here it comes.
Here it comes. It's time for that, our weekly trip to Clown World. Oh. And... All right. You remember the No Kings riots, kids?
Yeah, they're great.
Or, sorry, protests.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Get ready for No Kings 2.0. Nationwide protests, sorry, riots, scheduled for July 4th. Oh, boy.
You know, with the shit that's gone on the past week?
Yeah.
Kind of all right with it.
Well, but the way I'm looking at it is you get a bunch of people together in a thing, my brain immediately goes, huh, easy target.
Well, I get what they're trying to do. It would be better if it wasn't a couple Jews trying to do it. Yeah, yeah. That's really...
But I see what they're saying. I think they're complaining about the wrong things.
Yes.
They're not bitching about Palantir.
Yep.
They're not bitching about that we got involved in a war that...
Right. I wonder if it's not going to morph into an anti-war thing.
You know, where's the arrest? Have they arrested anybody yet? I think they've charged the guys that did like $500 million from USAID. Did you see that story?
Yeah, I saw that one.
But the fucking Epstein files haven't been released.
Right.
No, I mean, they're not. What's really been done?
Nothing.
Nothing. Except for sending our fucking kids to Israel, maybe. Hopefully not.
Yeah. More on that coming up. Next thing I have here, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson. Just announced he will be handing race-based grants only to blacks for, quote, slavery reparations.
Huh, that's illegal.
That is illegal. That's why he is being sued by the DOJ. And I figured out how to do reparations, kids. You ready? There's roughly 40-some million blacks in America. Canada has a population of 41 million. So what we're going to do is we're going to enslave Canada. Every black person in America gets one Canadian. Thank you. Reparations done.
I want Brent Butt. I love him.
I fixed reparations.
He doesn't have to do shit. He just gets to hang out.
Yeah. Vince, we have an update on the Austin Metcalf murder. Remember, this was the kid in Texas stabbed by the black kid and died in his twin brother's arms?
Yeah.
The footage of his killing, which has not been released to the public but has been shown to certain reporters, shows no physical confrontation between Metcalf and Carmelo Anthony before he stabbed him in the heart. This contradicts Anthony's account that he was acting in self-defense and indicates that he attacked without provocation.
No.
I know. Shocking. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so we told you so. So.
So, but what's gonna happen? Who's gonna do anything?
Good question. That's, yeah. I want results.
Yeah, nobody's gonna do anything.
Yeah. Trump signed an executive order this week extending the deadline for the TikTok sale for another 90 days. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Vince, we have a Zelensky update. We have a Ukraine update.
Oh.
Well, basically, it's him holding out his hands. He says Ukraine will need at least $40 billion per year from Western allies to ensure that it can keep up the fight against Russia, and has called for additional pressure from the Trump administration against Moscow. Are we sure Zelensky's not black? Because he sure likes the Gibbs. Gives me $40 billion a year to keep your war going.
Well, I mean, you either have to deal with the Jew in Israel or the Jew in Ukraine.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, which one?
Right.
Getting real tired of it, boss.
Right. All right. Let's see. We have, this menace. Oh, no, wait, before I get to that. Hey, if you live in the UK, this is absolutely fucking frightening. The UK now will be collecting every child's DNA for genome sequencing.
Is that legal?
According to them, it is. That's I'm nice. Sure it won't go into a database at all.
Of course it is.
Well, I go watch V for Vendetta. Yeah, there needs to be some shenanigans going on there. But yeah, we're going to take your kid's DNA, whether you want it or not. How the fuck you are. All right, let's get to this Minnesota shooter update, because this has went off the rails completely. He has been captured. In a letter to the FBI, he claims that Governor Tim Walz instructed him to kill Senator Amy Klobuchar so Walz could get her Senate seat. If that wasn't enough, 4 days after the killing, Melissa Hortman, the Minnesota lawmaker who was murdered, the house was burglarized. And then you had the cops, apparently. Cops were outside with the assassin when he entered the home, murders the two. None of this is adding up.
What do you mean they were outside his house?
Officers arrived at the scene before he entered the home, got into a shootout, and then let him go into the home, kill the two, and then somehow escape.
What?
Yeah. Figure that out.
What?
Apparently his bail has been set at $5 million for the two murders. Just a reminder, Trump's bail in the civil fraud case was $175 million. So obviously, civil fraud is 15 times worse than murder, according to the bail. This Minnesota thing is going to get swept up real quick, because there's a lot of weird moving parts.
Yeah, I don't. I'm surprised it hasn't been buried already, to be honest.
Yeah, it probably much is now. So, hey, if you live in Florida, Vince, for all of our Floridians, you can now get a Florida Stands with Israel license plate.
Oh yeah,
Vince, I have a question. What's an occupied government?
A Zionist occupied government?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
What's a Nubian? Yeah, so you can get that license plate for why you would want it, I don't know.
You're a target.
Yes. All right, let's get into the World War III shit. Boeing, you remember them? They build the airplanes that break down in the middle of the air. Remember them? Yeah. Well, they just got a $320 million contract. Vince, this is frightening. They're going to turn retired F-16s into supersonic drones, nicknamed Zombie Vipers. So you know, like the little drones you get at, you know, that are being used in Ukraine, like the ones you can buy at Walmart? Oh, no, no. Now the new drones are going to be fucking F-16s loaded with God knows what.
Right.
Vince, we have a Palantir.
Yeah.
Palantir. Well, Joe Lonsdale, who is the head guy over there, he was on CNBC and said that his company can't wait to invest in Iran once that regime is toppled. Kind of think he got a heads up?
That's what they want. They want to put a Jew in charge of Iran.
Yes. So it looks like we're going for regime change, kids, because that's worked out in every country we've tried.
We did that in Iraq.
Yeah, we tried it. We've tried it everywhere over there, except Saudi.
Because the Jews want us to.
Putin came out this week and said that Russia and Iran are fighting against the same forces. Wonder who he meant. The oist of Vase.
Oy vey.
UK, I guess he's their prime minister, I don't know, Keir Starmer, has placed the UK cabinet on alert. This was before the US attack in Iran after an emergency Cobra meeting, which, according to me and Vince, we want to know who is acting Cobra commander, and was Destro in the meeting. So,
yeah, let's make it happen. Come on.
This is all pre the bombing yesterday. So in an interview with Tucker Carlson, Ted Cruz accidentally let it out that, quote, we, end quote, are attacking Iran, meaning the U.S. and Israel together. And when Tucker called him out on it, he basically the owner said, oops, I fucked up, and you're trying to twist my words, and why are you so snarky, and all that shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got caught, is what happened.
That's not good.
No. No. Let's see. Iran has stated that no enrichment talks will be held when discussing a peace agreement, which meant we're still going to have our nuclear power program. That is not on the table. This was all pre-bombing yesterday. They also said that military aid from any country to Israel is now a, quote, legitimate target. Of course, this was all pre-bombing again. Yemen came out and said they have confirmed that they will target all American Navy and commercial vessels in the Red Sea if the U.S. goes to war with Iran. So that's on. Now we have the Tulsi Gabbard thing, Vince. You remember when she testified to Congress about 3 months ago and said that Iran was years away from having a nuclear weapon?
Yes.
Well, she backtracked, said she was misinterpreted. Basically, Trump told her what to say here because he went against all the... she's director of national intelligence, and he said, no, I know better. Now she says that Iran is a threat and was close to getting a nuke. So how in 90 days did you go from they're years away to, oh my God, they got one. We better bomb them. How does that happen? I think we know. The nose knows.
It's bad.
Yeah. Vince, you said something to me a while back that, remember Matt Gaetz?
I do.
Remember he was going to be, was it Trump's pick for Attorney General? It was either Attorney General or Secretary of Defense. I can't remember which. Well, he put out a tweet this week saying, quote, if the world is interested in a secret nuclear programs in the Middle East, there is a country that doesn't allow any IAEA inspectors. It's Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Israel's had a nuke since Kennedy. That's the reason Kennedy was killed. Kennedy didn't want them to have a nuke because he knew it would throw that whole region into bullshit. He also came out this week in an interview and said that he believes Epstein was killed by a foreign intelligence agency, and I bet you can guess which one. It wasn't us. Pre-bombing, Israel told the Trump administration that they do not want to wait 2 weeks for Iran to reach a deal to dismantle key parts of its nuclear program, and that Israel could act alone before that deadline was up. Well, we know that was false. And now we have what happened last night. American B-2 bombers left Kansas and were headed towards Guam. This was a fake-out. Hour after I wrote that part of the show, Trump announced, we have in fact bombed Iran, so we're in the shit now. Either this was Trump's plan all along, or Israel dragged us into it. Either way, we look like fucking bitches on this. It's now being reported, Trump told Netanyahu of the attack plans 36 hours before it happened over the phone. He personally called Netanyahu and said, 36 hours, here's a heads up. The U.S. reached out to Iran diplomatically on Saturday to say the strikes are all the U.S. plans and that regime change efforts are not planned. That's according to CBS. We know that is not the case. They want a new people in charge of Iran.
Right.
General Kane said the mission, dubbed Operation Midnight Hammer, included 7 B-2 bombers that flew east from their base in Missouri to Iran. 18-hour flight required multiple in-flight refuelings. The bombers met up with U.S. fighter jets and support aircraft once over land in the Middle East. The lead B-2 dropped two bunker buster bombs, or MOPs, at the site at Fordo. Over the next 25 minutes, a total of 14 bunker busters would be dropped on two target area sites. Tomahawk missiles were launched from submarines 400 miles away, and those landed at the other site. Iranian state media came out and said, "Mr. President, you started it. We will finish it." My guess is we are going to get some type of retaliation. They've already started. Iran has already started bombing Israel again. I would guess cyber attack, false flag, something here within the next 72 hours to a week. If you live in a major metropolitan area, I would be staying inside. Especially New York or DC.
Right.
Because I could easily see a false flag coming. Or a sleeper cell. I mean, shit. How many people did Biden let in?
Shit.
Or Obama let in?
A lot.
The U.S. military is now briefing troops that its strike on Iran, quote, will likely result in counterstrike on U.S. bases and facilities in the Middle East, and likely activate Iran and other foreign terrorist organizations' cells abroad, including the U.S., to conduct strikes against U.S. person and or facilities. Think of the whole World War III thing like this, okay? I have an analogy for you. America is Iron Man, right? Big ass badass suit, can blow up anything. Well, the Jews are Tony Stark inside the suit, telling you where to go and what to do. That's how you sum it up. Vince, that's all I got. Vice President Vance said, we're not at war with Iran. We're at war with Iran's nuclear program. This just came across. Iran's parliament has voted to close the Strait of Hormuz. Basically, that's where, what is it, like 80% of the world's oil gets shipped through?
Yeah.
Of course, final say is from their supreme leader, but I'm sure he's going to do that. You better go fill up your gas tanks and a couple extra cans, because gas is going to go $4 or $5 a gallon quickly.
Thanks, Trump.
A lot of people have come out, both sides, Republican and Democrat, and says what Trump did is against the Constitution.
Yeah, he didn't get congressional clearance.
Right.
The UN is pissed off at him.
Yeah, Iran has went to the UN. They want a Security Council meeting. Vince, what are your thoughts on all this?
Jesus, man. Fuck Israel is where I'm at with it.
Right.
Fuck these fucking dual citizen motherfuckers trying to tell us what to do. We were told one thing and they're doing something fucking else.
Yeah. Didn't you vote for no wars?
I saw this thing on Telegram. It's so funny. It's like, oh, no. I didn't say no more wars. I said no more wars.
Right. That sums it up.
That's yeah, no arrests, no fucking.
Yeah, nobody's been arrested for the kids. Nobody's been arrested for.
You know, I voted for Trump to arrest Hillary because she's a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, nothing. She's still walking around. You know who has been extremely quiet and who usually is not? Obama, Big Mike, Hillary, Clinton, Bill.
Yeah.
Ain't none of them said a word since all this started.
Right.
My question is why? Well, Obama, because Obama gave Iran, what, $1 billion?
Right.
Something like that? I don't know. If you live in a major area. I would be careful because I don't know how this is going to go. Something's going to happen. And it's going to be something to pull us into this even deeper than we already are.
Yeah, I don't want to be in it.
No, nobody does. Like, he's lost. Like, somebody put out a good thing last night. It was J.D. Vance just lost 2028.
Yeah, I'm not voting. There's a good chance I won't fucking vote at all.
Right.
Because what's the fucking point? And then, you know, you got the argument, good, I'll take your vote. We're going to get the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
It's not new worth boss, my time standing in line. And, yeah, meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Yeah.
What's the fucking point? It's the same fucking guy. It's the same fucking thing.
Yep.
We're Israel's fucking lapdog.
That is, I mean, we say it a lot, but I think this kind of showed the entire world who really runs our show here.
Yeah.
And that's not good. I mean, you know, we basically have an occupied government. You will do what they say.
Yeah.
And we are. You may act like, well, it was our decision. No, our decision would have been Israel bombed Iran first. Fuck you. That's your own doing. They haven't attacked us.
Yeah. And
they attack us, then we wipe you off the face of the map.
Right.
But they didn't.
Yeah, no.
You started this.
The eternal victim. You know, and then when you bring up, look, you guys did this, this, and this. What? Blood libel. Oy vey, it's another show.
What's the difference between the Holocaust and a cow?
What?
You can't milk a cow for 80 years.
Yeah, Jesus fuck. That ain't no shit.
But.
Goddamn.
I don't know. We know a lot of people live in major metro areas, work in major metro areas. I'm legitimately worried for you guys.
Yeah, I was just thinking that when I read that. They're like, oh yeah, DC and New York are on high alert. Oh, gee, I wonder fucking why.
Right. Because, I don't know. Everything's changing. It seems like every 5 minutes something news happens. Somebody's threatening this, doing this, but.
Yeah, this is what I voted for.
No, this is a lot of people are saying that now. This is not what we voted for. You said you were the peace president, and now you're unilaterally bombing a country that did not attack us.
Yeah. Fuck the Jews. Seems to be, you know. I don't know. Fuck them. I don't know. I'm tired of this shit. Tired of this shit.
All right, Benj, your final thoughts.
Keep your stick on the ice. The women don't find you handsome. At least they'll find you handy.
You can't take the high road. Take the high ground. Be careful, because go buy a shirt before the end of the world.
Yeah, no shit. We need
money.
We need money that's not going to buy anything.
Right. I need to buy a gallon of gas. Please buy 15 shirts so I can afford one gallon of gas.
Oh, that ain't no shit. Holy fuck.
But, all right. And with that, unless the world blows up, hopefully we will talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.